Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. I wanted to go over a video from everyone's favorite Klaus Schwab, because I believe he is starting to reveal his true intentions and also reveal what's happening behind the scenes, who's really pulling the strings, and if this is a global collaborative effort. And I think it is. You know, initially you don't want to go down that path because you don't want to be too conspiratorial, but I think you got to read the writing on the wall. Well, let me get into the video and then I'll explain it further. And I want to look at this through the lens of people that have done a lot more research than I have. People like Thomas Sowell, people like Tom Woods, and how the global elite and the people that are, you know, progressive and just want bigger and bigger government, the central planners, the authoritarians, you know, why do they do what they do? And Klaus is definitely the key figurehead here when it comes to central planning and authoritarianism in the world today. So through what he is saying and how he is saying it, I think we can deduce what the objectives are, and maybe not just the objectives, but we can figure out how their kind of their game plan and how they're trying to their strategies, maybe that's a better way of saying it, to achieve these objectives. So let's get into this video right away. And we'll start right from the beginning. It's a short video here, so I'll get the mic down there and you guys can hear this for yourself. It's been edited to where they're kind of taking like a 14 or 15 minute video and breaking it down to maybe a minute or two. But you get the main thrust of it with the clips they use.
So now, where we have to face the consequences of the pandemic of COVID-19 for creating a more resilient, more sustainable, and a more inclusive world. You are calling for the international community.
So the first thing that I want to point out, you'll notice, and I've learned this from listening to audiobooks from Thomas Sowell, and then Tom Woods talks about this on his most recent podcast. The reason why people like Klaus and the central planners use such broad language is because it behooves them to never have an end game or to never have a conclusion to what their objective is, right? So if you look at kind of the libertarian belief system, or just look at it through the lens like of Milton Friedman, or maybe Thomas Sowell would fall into this category as well. You say, what is your end goal here? And they can say, well, it would be for government to serve this role, this specific role, doing X, Y, and Z. And that's it. And therefore, this is something that's quantifiable, meaning that if we got to a point where the government was just doing X, Y, and Z, we could say, okay, we're done. Mission accomplished. But you see, when these people like Klaus, the authoritarians and the central planners and these crooked politicians, and the media is complicit here, when they use this vague language, there is no target. There is no end point. So when they say we need to be more inclusive, how do you measure that? Like at what point would Klaus or the central planners say, okay, we've done it. We've achieved our objective. The world is finally inclusive enough. You see, never, never. Or when do they get to a point, and Tom Woods makes this, illustrates this very, very well in his recent podcast. Equality is another thing that they always use. We need a more equal society. We need equality. Okay, how do you know when we get there? Like when do you get to a point where you're like, okay, we're equal enough? Because no one, even Klaus, most likely would admit that we want every single human being to be perfectly equal. Obviously, that's impossible. So when will we get to a point where we've had enough equality? Or, you know, global warming, climate change is the exact same thing. Okay, when have we had enough? When we get to net zero? Okay, well, who's going to define what net zero, who's going to measure that? And once we get to net zero, is that going to be good enough? Or is there going to need to be another boogeyman? You see? So why would it behoove the elite, the politicians, and the central planners and the authoritarians to have these types of very ambiguous objectives that can't be defined and never have an ending. Because this continues, Tom Woods says it very well. He says it gives them rhetorical cover. So whatever is happening in the world, they can just view it or they can describe it through the lens of XYZ crisis. And therefore, they can claim that this is why you need to give them more power and control. They have to have that boogeyman. And you could say, well, George, the climate change is real. That's fine. But again, they don't care about that. That's not why they're using climate change as an example. They're using it because it's very ambiguous. It's very tough to measure. And there is really no end. And even if there is something that they're saying is their objective, it's 2050, 2075. It's far, far, far into the future, or 100 years into the future. You see what I'm saying? Where it gives them so much time to just always claim that, oh, well, no, we need to have more power. Oh, no, we need to determine where the money is being spent. We need to determine where the tax dollars are spent, because if we don't, the world is going to end. We need to do this in the name of equality. We need to do this in the name of inclusion, or all these buzzwords that just really don't have any meaning whatsoever, at least not from a standpoint of being able to quantify it in any way, shape, or form. And so it just continues. It never, ever ends. And this is intentional. They're never going to choose something as kind of their battle cry. They're never going to choose something as a mission, if you will, that is something that can end, because then there's no purpose for the World Economic Forum, right? What happens? Let's just say that we woke up tomorrow and we solved climate change, that wind and solar was 100% of the energy we used. Then what do you think the global elite are going to do? You think they're just going to say, oh, well, mission accomplished. I guess you guys don't need us to have all the power and control anymore, so we'll just go back to living our lives on our farm. Of course not. Of course not. So they need something that they can continue to use as an excuse to give them more power and control. And what Klaus does, it's very clever, is he'll do this in a way where the only way that we can solve these problems is if we have corporatism. So the only way we can solve this problem is if governments work with corporations and we set up this system to where it's very difficult to compete with these corporations, and they just get bigger and bigger and bigger, and the corporations and the government are in bed together. And it just so happens that the global elite influence all the people in the government and all of these corporations. Imagine that. And that just happens to be their solution for everything. Regardless of whatever the boogeyman is, the ambiguous boogeyman that can't be quantified. So, and I'll keep playing this clip here, but you'll notice this is the theme for whatever they say. And they, meaning the global elite, the media, and really all of these politicians that have these views. And I'm not saying they're all just power thirsty, power hungry, like what I think most of them are. I'm sure some of them have good intentions. But I think those are just kind of the useful idiots that just aren't seeing this for what it is. And they're not thinking this through objectively. And like we said yesterday, they're just totally ignorant when it comes to history. So now here's the reason why I think this is like one global effort. The reason I tend to believe this, And it's counterintuitive, because initially when I started researching this stuff, my instincts were, nah, this can't be a global kind of collaboration. This can't be globally coordinated. I think that's the word I'm looking for. I thought, yeah, it's just the probability is too low. But the more I research it, the more it seems as though it is. And here's the reason why. Because they all use the same terminology. And they all have the same boogeyman. It's like I was telling Josh before we went live, it's like there's a memo that goes out from Klaus's office or whatever. And that goes to the New York Times. That goes to the BBC. This goes to the Biden. This goes to Trudeau. This goes to all the politicians in Australia. This goes to all of these politicians, all these corporate figures that are kind of under the influence, let's say, of the World Economic Forum, the UN, the IMF, the Davos types. And therefore, they get all the talking points from one source, is what it seems, because every single time they go on the news, whether it's one of these CEOs like Larry Fink, whether it's Trudeau, whether it's XYZ person from the UN, they all have the exact same script. And they also have the exact same enemies. And it's the exact same narrative. So as an example, when we get to the end of this clip, you'll notice that now all of a sudden, Klaus's new enemy, if you will, or Klaus's new kind of boogeyman is disinformation and misinformation. It's like, what? They're just getting this. It's like, you look at the mainstream media, you look at social media, you look at these corporate figures, the Benioff types, you look at the UN, you look at the IMF, and now Klaus, again, now all of a sudden in the last, what, month? Now it's all about misinformation and disinformation. It's like, who sent out the memo? And they're all just in lockstep with one another. That's why I believe the more I research this, the more I think the probability is leaning towards that this is a global coordinated effort. Hey guys, I want to remind you to get your tickets to Rebel Capitalist Live. This is the live conference I do twice per year with all of your favorite speakers from the Rebel Capitalist show and experts in investing, commodities, real estate, freedom, and liberty. All of your favorite topics, all of your favorite speakers. The next Rebel Capitalist Live is going to be in Miami, and tickets increase in price as we get closer to the event. So go to rebelcapitalistlive.com right now to get your tickets to the next Rebel Capitalist Live. It's the conference you cannot afford to miss. It'll help you increase your financial freedom and, more importantly, your personal freedom. You'll get intel that you won't hear anywhere else. Past speakers have included icons in macroeconomics, investing, and personal freedom and liberty. People like Dr. Ron Paul, Robert Kiyosaki, Brent Johnson, Lynn Alden, Jeff Snyder, Richard Werner, Mark Moss, Lynette Zhang, and Robert Breedlove, just to name a few. So once again, go to Rebel Capitalist Live right now and get your tickets today. Now, to push back against that, I think these people are idiots. And I don't know that they're even competent enough to coordinate something like that. But I do know definitively that they're all talking from the exact same script. And that is very, very odd. You'll notice that even in the libertarian movement, or, you know, even with economists like the difference between Milton Friedman and maybe Friedrich Hayek, they had many differences. And even, you know, someone today like Jeff Snyder, who has done a lot of research on Milton Friedman and his views and his ideas, even Snyder would say, yeah, I mean, he got this right, but there's some things that he got wrong, and here's why. There's never like this 100% agreement across the board when it comes to whether it's people like me or maybe Lynn Alden or Jeff or Brent or Peter Schiff or Luke Grohman. You know, there's we see things differently. We have a lot of there's a lot of things that we see in a similar way, but there's a lot of things that we say, oh, I've got a little bit different view there. Not with the global elite, not with the media, not with the politicians. And to me, that kind of triggers the spidey senses. And you say, wait a minute here, something just doesn't seem right. So before I pontificate even more here, let's get into the rest of this video.
To safeguard vaccine equity, to respond to COVID-19 and prevent future health crises. Nobody will be safe if not everybody is vaccinated.
And even that statement right there, like, what are you talking about? No one can be safe unless everyone has the medicine. That doesn't even make sense. Like, how would it even be possible to have all 7 billion people? And you're telling me if all 7 billion people don't have this, then none of us are safe? I mean, that in and of itself is just a completely ridiculous statement. But it's the same type of message that you hear from the media, the politicians. And again, it's like they all got the memo.
Young people, you are rallying behind the global wealth tax to manage the alarming surge in wealth inequality.
You see what I'm saying? Now all of a sudden that's part of the script. Biden starts talking about it. Now Klaus is pushing it.
You are calling for programs that help you and young progressive voices join government and become policymakers. To limit global warming, you are demanding to halt to coal, oil, and gas exploration. You are asking firms to replace any corporate board directors who is unwilling to transition to cleaner energy sources. You are championing an open internet and a $2 trillion digital access plan to bring the world online and prevent internet shutdown. And you are presenting new ways to minimize the spread of misinformation, and you want to combat dangerous extremism.
Isn't that like just eerie? It's creepy. He's saying to young people, you are figuring out new ways to combat misinformation. You are making sure that none of the board of directors in any corporation is pushing for exploration of any type of energy source that isn't renewable. You are doing this. Klaus, you are doing that. The global elite. What do you mean? You're just generalizing all of the young people in the world today? I mean, it's psychotic, really, is what it is.
Views in the internet on stakeholder capitalism will be the key.
There you go. So sorry for chopping that up so much, guys. You can see that on YouTube, but it just, I think you guys get my point. I've rambled on long enough. So I'd strongly encourage reading or watching that entire video. Josh was telling me the whole clip is up on the World Economic Forum's YouTube channel. So I guarantee the comments have been dismantled or turned off. But pay attention to this. I'm not saying that I am right or that I have all the answers by any stretch of the imagination, but really start to think this through and just try to be cognizant of the messaging. And obviously you guys have heard how vague their language is, but take it a step further and ask yourself, why? Why is their messaging so vague? Why do they choose these objectives that have no end? It's like the war on terror is another example that Tom Woods used. It doesn't have, you can't quantify it because there's always going to be more terrorists. Therefore, there's always going to be a need for you to give more of your freedom and liberty to the authoritarians, to the central planners. And it's the exact same thing with climate change. It's the exact same thing with equality. It's the exact same thing with quote unquote inclusion. I mean, and quite frankly, it's the exact same thing with trying to have this, every single human being on earth needs to have the medicine. And oh, by the way, the only way that we're going to achieve these goals is if we have global corporatism, to where the corporations are insulated from any type of competition. They get bigger and bigger and bigger. And then there's a partnership between those corporations and the government. That's how we're going to solve all the problems that we have in the world today. And that in and of itself is just completely laughable. and upside down. But there you go. The good news is these people are actually talking. And if you study history, and if you think through the psychology behind what they're saying, it becomes apparent as to not only their objectives, but their strategy for achieving what they want to achieve. And this gives us a huge edge, and it gives us an ability to push back. All right, guys, as always, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Stand up for freedom, liberty, free market, capitalism, and let's push back against these authoritarians and central planners. We'll see you in the next video.